This is Earth and Sky on the subject of bats. People who learn about them typically think bats are pretty neat.
Bats are nocturnal flying mammals, and although they have pretty good eyesight, at night they depend on echolocation to get around. In other words, while foraging, a bat emits pulses of high-frequency sound. When the sound pulses hit an object, they're reflected back to the bat, allowing it to determine what's ahead, a tree to avoid, or an insect to snack on.
And speaking of insects, most U.S. bats are excellent bug exterminators. Every night, the 20 million Mexican free-tailed bats at Bracken Caves in Texas eat 200 tons of insects. One of the best places to study bats is the Clinch Ranger District in Virginia. According to Lisa Nutt, a U.S. Forest Service wildlife biologist and bat fan, there are 11 bat species in that area.
Each species has a unique life history. Eastern red bats, for instance, like to roost in trees during the summer and hibernate in leaf litter on the forest floor in winter. Indiana bats like to spend summer days snoozing under the peeling bark of certain trees. And gray bats live in caves year-round, except they use different caves for different seasons.
To learn more about bats, come to today's show at our website at earthsky.com. Today's show was made possible in part by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.